Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, the Home Squad are with me, as they are every Thursday afternoon. But today the Home Squad are with me in Cork, because that is where we are joining you from the Republic of Work here in Cork City Centre today. Rachel Hobbs from Rachel Hobbs Interiors, and also Anna Bagarbal, who has an interior design business, Maison Anna B, both with me in studio. Good afternoon. Thanks a million for joining us on the programme. We are chatting about kitchen renovations, the things that people need to take into account when they're renovating their kitchen, the things to throw out, the things that you absolutely, under no question, must keep. Whatever your queries, send them in to us. The WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106. Rachel, I suppose your advice to people, to clients, first of all, before they start out on the big kitchen renovation project?
I think they need to really assess what they need or what they have in their house. They need to figure out, like, how they operate within the house, you know. So if I'm going meeting someone, we're assessing how many people are there, do they like to cook, do they like to entertain, where do they like to sit and eat, what happens in their kitchen, you know, is it a kitchen that's just for cooking, is it a kitchen that everybody gathers in, you know.
Is it the dining room as well, does it become an office?
Is this where homework happens?
Are you
baking together, are you dancing, you know, like, you know, or is it someone by themselves, you know. So you need to really figure out, I suppose, who's using it, and then really assess how they're using it,
so,
and then what do they need to do that?
It's not just the layout. It's not just the, do I want an island or is there going to be an American-style fridge? It's the actual, how do I live my life in this room?
Exactly. Do you know, I mean, often I'll ask people, like, what's their wish list? What's their dream? Because people might think the big island is their dream, do you know, or they might love the idea of the American fridge freezer, but realistically that's not going to fit in the space. Or if we want, like, if there's certain things that's on their hit list, we'll try and fit it in. But then we need to assess, is it actually what they want or is it what they've seen on Instagram or Pinterest and they think they want it? You know?
Instagram is a lot to answer for, all right, in this space. Anna, what do you say to people before they rip out the old kitchen?
I think it's, not always a matter of, like, ripping everything off and putting something brand new. I think you can do so much with something already existing. It can be like adding some luxurious, like, you know, fixtures, for example, or reviewing a worktop or painting a wall, these kind of things. I think also, you know, we sometimes underestimate the power of an old IKEA kitchen, the structure of it, and invest maybe in expensive doors. There are a lot of companies now doing that. So you would have, like, you know, a compromise between the price probably and, you know, like, how it looks really.
Yeah, I see a lot of people now actually doing that, just changing the press doors, the cupboard doors, and keeping the carcass basically, or the structure.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Probably a way to try and maybe cut back on costs. Okay, a lot of listener questions. 087 1400 106 if you have a query for Rachel and Anna today. This listener says, I have a kitchen dresser in the shed and I want to upcycle it. Are kitchen dressers out of fashion? Can they look okay in a modern kitchen?
I love a kitchen dresser. Often they're, if I'm doing it, it's maybe in a more contemporary way, but I mean, it's lovely to have a new kitchen and then something a bit old, because otherwise it's all very flat. So having that little bit of history and of richness to place, like, you need that.
It brings you back to the 90s, doesn't it?
I think you need it. I mean, you can style it differently, or often people maybe they'll split the dresser and just use the base for a sideboard and then have a lovely big piece of art over it and simplify it that way, because often we associate the old dresser with clutter, you know. So it's trying to, I suppose, pare back what's in your head and then to suit you, really.
So when I think of the kitchen dresser in our home house in Donegal, my family had, not in the latest kitchen, but in the previous kitchen that would have been there years ago, there was a big old dresser, and it became that. It became just this unit where everything was thrown, like scissors and sellotape and, you know, sellotape. And then you'd have stuff like, you know, the fancy glasses. Like, it just became a display unit nearly, and a dumping ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's lovely, like, to be able to, I think that's, like, you know, for me, the sustainability around that, like, you know, is unbelievable. And, you know, those heirloom, you know, like a piece of furniture that you keep, like, you know, through generations. But again, it depends on, do you want to paint it? Do you want to just, like, you know, scrub it and, like, you know, push, like, a different, like, wood oil on it. And I think this is so smart. And as Rachel said there, it's brilliant to be able to mix both new and vintage. Yeah. Really.
So they are kind of on trend then, are they?
Yeah.
They are. Yeah.
I think trend is slow. I think like you want something that represents you, you know, and if that piece has a sentimental connection for you and you know, that's really important. And again, often in kitchens, because they're cold, hard pieces, you really want to get something that has a bit of warmth to it. You know, yeah.
This listener is wondering, can the Home Squad please advise on the best way to get rid of old kitchen appliances after a refurbishment? Is recycling the only option, or perhaps are there charities that might take things like ovens?
Oh, I just had a friend in a WhatsApp group saying that she gets all her appliances from Facebook Marketplace.
Okay, yeah.
You know, so, and I've no doubt there's charities and places that do, but I know a lot, like, people are slow to take electrical stuff, really.
Yeah. But you do usually, don't you, through the councils, they have those sort of bring centres where you can, I thought, bring back a lot of electrical goods. But Facebook Marketplaces is a good shout, isn't it, to advertise them. What are the common mistakes, Anna, that people make when they start refurbishing a kitchen?
I think, like Rachel was saying there, just not assessing their needs, really. And I think it's just like you can have an idea of like your dream kitchen, but like you really need to be practical there. Like, you know, the kitchen is where you spend, I don't know how many percent of your time, but it's just so important. So maybe you don't need that, like, you know, hidden pantry, because you won't be, do you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's my case actually, but you won't need it, right? So think practical first, and then we can add the fluff. But it's just like, you know, very important, yeah.
So the sort of the pull-out pantry, and like, is there anyone that doesn't have a coffee station now in a newly designed kitchen? I feel like they're the latest on-trend thing.
Because they're fabulous.
Really, yeah.
They really are, yeah.
But are they worth giving up the space, Rachel?
No, well, so my coffee station is
a... Which basically means the coffee machine's in a press, right?
No, well, so this is like the coffee machine you're getting at that, like at least twice a day. So our coffee machine is on the counter, but over it we have the two shelves, you know, so you've kind of created this like curated little space and made it on purpose. And again, in a house I'm doing at the moment, she's saying, I need, you know, my counter is full of clutter. I'm like, well, what about this space here? So we're just going to put an extra counter space, and we're going to put the two shelves, and we're going to make it on purpose, you know. So it's just it, coffee machines, I mean, they're you get at them, you need to get at them. So have your machine, have your nice cups, have your little jar of coffee and your little plant, and suddenly it's all on purpose and it looks wonderful.
So you have the main staples that you need, and then you've these sort of kind of fluff areas, maybe, Anna.
I think it's just like, it's funny there, because like I love coffee, but like we only drink like coffee in a French press. How cliche. But it's just like, you know, so we do that, right? So we don't need the coffee machine per se, but we need the cooker tap though, right? Yeah. So we have invested in that, because we know we need the boiling water, you know, like ready to go. So again, I think it's back to everybody's needs and
how much coffee. So these are all the things you need to consider at the outset. Listeners wondering what trends should people avoid in kitchen renovations. What are the timeless designs that are still popular?
Again, trends aren't something that I get massively into, because they move. And then again, with a kitchen, you're not replacing a kitchen like as fast as the trends go. So if it's something that kind of speaks to you and reflects you and makes you happy, that's the most important thing. Like if bright colours make you smile, you want to surround yourself in things that do that. You know, if something quite minimal and clutter free makes you calmer, makes you experience the space better, then aim for that. You know,
I feel like every kitchen I see at the moment on social media, and I'm you know, hoping to at some point do up my own kitchen, so I'm looking at this a lot. Yeah. But I feel like every kitchen at the moment, it's an open plan, open space, has an island. It's either navy or green. Yeah. You know, it's that kind of deep blue or green cabinets, and then it has the sort of white marble effect quartz. Yeah. And I don't think I've seen a different kind of kitchen in a long time.
Yeah, I suppose it's because when you see something more, it's more achievable. So maybe like a few years ago, those kind of deep colours, that's really bold, you know. And now people are getting a little bit bolder again. So you can get like there's lovely stones and countertops coming out with much deeper colours, you know. So people are like, they're getting braver. You know,
but I wonder, is that a bit of a trend? The navy and, you know, the sort of salmon pink cabinets and the green, is that?
It is, but I mean, at the same time, you can repaint.
Yeah,
yeah, well, that's the thing.
I mean,
yeah, you can,
it's
repaint
superficial.
It.
As long as it functions and suits your needs, that's the most important thing. The other things are cosmetics.
We've invested in a beautiful kitchen, but I think one of our points was like, okay, if we ever want to repaint it, how does that work? So it's been like, you know, hand painted. So we know that in a few years' time we can paint it, and generally it gives you the feeling that you have a brand new kitchen.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's an easy way, I suppose, to maybe do a kind of a quick revamp. Listeners wondering, if you're buying a laminated kitchen from large suppliers, make sure that the laminate is sealed properly. I got caught out. It was very stressful to replace the doors that were bulging from water damage. It was just a point worth noting.
Yeah, I think sometimes now I'd be interested to know how recent that was, because like laminate kitchens of old are very different to what laminate kitchens available now are. So it's like, it's, I've got a laminate kitchen myself now because it's basically bulletproof, and I have three kids and they're bashing things off it all the time and it hasn't scratched or marked once. And so for, that's what the decision we made at that time, is that what suited our needs for the next number of years, and then we can change our doors. But we invested in the countertop because we love that, and then we can upgrade the doors.
You can change
us.
The doors. Yeah. Anna, this texter is wondering, what role does colour play in a kitchen design, and how do you choose the right colour palette?
I think this is really hard. Like, you know, I'd say really, okay, once again, you spend a lot of time in your kitchen. I think it depends on how it's exposed. Like, you know, south, north, etc. I think it's like, you know, is it like an enclosed space or like an open space? Like, I went for a white kitchen and I have two smallies. And do I regret that choice? No. Are there marks? Yes.
Yeah.
But do you know,
I love the idea of a white kitchen.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
But listen, it's part of, like, you know, you live in your house anyway, right? And I'd say don't hesitate to be bold. Go for it. And again, it's only paint. You can change that.
You can change it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think in Ireland as well, with the as I said, with the light and stuff, often one of the bigger mistakes is that I think people, they think they want, say, if they go for a green kitchen, but then they do a shade too light and then it becomes really washy and quite cold in our light. So you nearly need to go two shades darker to get the effect that you want.
Oh, that's actually a good point to keep in mind. Rachel Hobbs, thanks a million, Rachel, for joining us. Anna Bacarbal as well, thank you so much for joining us today in the Home Squad. We could answer plenty more questions if only we had time.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.